how the hell did the Walfers get back in this room? It has been forever.
What up?
We are back, somehow.
It's been a while, eh?
What happened to us?
So much.
Like, raising a kid?
That happens every day.
Going to work?
Unfortunately, also happens every day.
Well, you know what? I wasn't working at the time, I believe, the last time we did our podcast.
For real, yeah. You got a new job.
Yeah.
And I got more responsibilities at my job.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not even touch that.
Yeah, a whole lot has happened since our last episode.
Life really gets in the way.
Yeah, but, you know, we're here and we miss you guys. And we hope you missed us too. We know you did, so it's all good.
I don't even know who we're talking to.
Everybody.
Yeah. But, and by the way, I have a cold if I sound a little off.
Yeah, but that's how dedicated we are. We're like, no, we have to get this out. You know, it's been too long.
We've actually been in super grind mode.
Yeah.
Like, we have a new computer.
Yay.
So, ever since we got this new computer, we've been in super grind.
Yeah, like, we have a lot about of the projects you've been
kind
of
working on, babe. Like, what kind of thing?
Well, over the summer, I wrote a story that got kind of published. Like, not really, but it got selected for a competition.
Where can they find it?
For Caribbean Writers. I will share the link on our Instagram page.
Awesome.
But it was the Brooklyn Caribbean Festival of Literature. I hope I said that right. BCLF, Literature Festival, yeah. And it was great. Unfortunately, I didn't get to physically go, even though I was shortlisted, because the timing was just super short. It was right around the time that school reopened, so I had to go right back to work. And
I just got my job around that
time. Yeah, so, like, I would have loved to have gone there and read my story and whatever, as I should have, but I didn't get to go. But it was a great experience, and it kind of propelled me to focus more on my writing that I've been doing literally since I was 10 years old and never finished a book. So, yeah. And, you know, our son is getting older, getting more involved in school. Jesus. So we had to also be doing that. You know how it is when you're young parents and a young couple, and you're trying to grind, so much gets in the way. But we're back, and that's what matters.
Indeed, that is what matters.
Yeah. So we thought, you know, it's February, it's Black History Month, it's Valentine's Day.
A lot of things.
So why not, you know, why not do a podcast right now, you know, with these hot topics? Speaking of Black History Month, what are your thoughts on that, babe?
I think it's diluted. Because it is an important month for Black people, being as we are Black.
Indeed.
I'm thinking of that song yesterday night.
Yeah.
'Cause I'm Black, y'all. I'm Black, y'all.
Blackity Black, Black, y'all.
So, yeah, I was just thinking about that. But,
yeah.
I mean, and it's cool that, you know, we get to be in the limelight.
I'm looking for the song as you're saying it, because I have to play it for everybody. It's too fun.
I appreciate that, you know, people take the time to appreciate Black people and Black excellence.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still Black in March.
And April. And
May. Who
May,
knew,
June,
right?
July.
Like, it just didn't change.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, why do you only wait until February to appreciate
the shortest month of the year, also the saddest month of the year if you don't live in the lovely Caribbean,
so,
or Africa,
yeah,
or
it's
anywhere else.
It's cold as hell out here.
Yeah,
but I don't really like subscribe to that. Wow. Every February.
Yeah, that was a song that we
just
discovered this month, and I thought it was hilarious, so that's what we were referencing earlier. But carry on.
But yeah, so I'm just not, like, a big fan of the concept of Black History Month. We should just be celebrating Black history, period.
Yeah.
Because, again, like, Black history has influenced so many countries all over the world, mainly like where we live in North America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, musically, civil rights, and you know how some of the charters were even created.
Yeah.
So I just feel like, you know, we don't get our just due, even if it is just this month. There's so much more in Black history that I don't even know. My son came home from school and told me about a little girl who went to a white school, and you know,
yeah, Ruby Bridges.
Yeah, like I didn't even know that story even existed. So you see what I'm saying? Like, there's so much stuff even in today's landscape that gets overlooked.
And for me, same thing. Growing up Jamaican, Black history is your history. Black history is everybody's history. I don't like this idea of separating cultures into their own little months. I've always hated that because I didn't grow up like that. I didn't have to, right? I grew up in a society where my teacher was Black, my doctor was Black, the police are Black, the prime minister is Black, everybody's Black. And even if they're not Black, once you're in Jamaica, you're Jamaican. If you're Chinese ethnicity, you're Jamaican. If you're Indian ethnicity, you're Jamaican. We did not separate, you know, Indian Day and Chinese Day and whatever growing up. So living here now, and it's not that we didn't know Black History Month existed, and they still celebrated it in Jamaica, don't get me wrong, but it's in a North American context, not a Caribbean context. So I feel like it simply perpetuates separatism. I feel like when you have Black History Month by itself, you tell people, this doesn't belong to everybody. It belongs to a certain group, and hey, let's make them feel good, and then we go back to regular programming. And it's the same with every culture that happens for. Working in the school board that I do, every month it's something else. It's Tamil history, it's Chinese history, it's like... Why do we need to separate these people? We're history all is history. History is history. It's not like the rest of the world was paused while this history was happening.
Yeah.
And there's no White History Month. Yes, I get the fact that, you know, so white history like dominates things and they dictate things. But at the same time, the mere fact that we don't celebrate it separately means no history should be celebrated separately. Like, all histories are our histories.
It should just be taught all equal. Yeah. Like, it's all equally important.
Yeah.
And just humanity. It's in our DNA.
Exactly. So
it just doesn't make sense that they continue to segregate it. Not segregate, because I don't like using the word segregate.
But that is what it is, though.
But in a way, segregate, I feel like, is like one of those things where separate is being told, enforced, where we belong and where we're going to go. Mm-hmm. And segregate is where we want to be and where we want to go. We separate ourselves is the way I see it.
Okay.
Where separation, I have someone telling me, you know, you don't belong here, so separate from it. So that's just the way I see it. Shout outs to Royce. That's where I learned to separate that word.
That's interesting.
But,
Royce the 5'9".
Yeah, like, he's honestly, if anyone likes hip-hop, you should listen to Royce.
Yeah.
I subscribe to that guy. But yeah, so, again, that's just my thoughts on Black history. I don't really want to dive too deep into it, because that can turn into a one-hour conversation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if y'all want an episode like that, just hit up our Instagram account or whatever you can find us on.
Yeah.
And, we'll do a topic about it. Mm-hmm. It is an interesting topic, nonetheless.
For sure. So the other thing we briefly wanted to touch on is Valentine's Day. And for years and years and years, you know, people talk about Valentine's Day, but so many people still don't know where it actually came from.
I know I don't.
And what it means and what it, you know, represents in today's landscape.
Only because I'm keeping this family friendly, but we all know what it means for most.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. But yeah, so the history of Valentine's Day, according to Encyclopedia Britannica, there are lots of conflicting histories of this day. One of the most popular ones is, like with everything else apparently, it originated from a Roman festival called Lupercalia. And it was supposed to celebrate spring and fertility, which would make sense why it turned into Valentine's Day, right? And it then started being more about romance than about selling women to men in a lottery. So that's the overarching thing. But also there's another story of a priest who was killed because he wanted to marry two people against the will of the emperor. So what it says is that this guy, whose name was Valentine, decided to go and get, this person was jailed, and he secretly assisted. It's kind of like Romeo and Juliet, where they were passing letters, and he married them illegally, right? So that the husband wouldn't have to go to war. And then because of that, he was killed by the emperor. So that's one of the histories. And then they, because it was signed from your Valentine, meaning your guy whose name is Valentine, it turned into that messaging of be my Valentine.
Yeah.
You know, like be my person who would get killed for me.
Well, that's dark.
In, you know, in the name of love. And I think that's pretty cool, how that started. But obviously it got diluted over the years and consumerized and turned into a money-making thing more than actually focusing on real romantic love and, you know, the showing of true love to someone who you would give everything for. So the whole thing with the candy and the flowers and the Cupids, all of that, because Cupid is a Roman god, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which would make sense. All of that started much later. Baby? It is kind of creepy.
I don't understand. Why make him a naked baby?
But he's not a baby. It's just it's just that.
I don't know. It's always threw me off.
Because, like, you know, their gods are different.
I'm sorry.
But he's a cherubim or whatever.
A who?
Like an angel, right?
Oh, yeah.
So he's not
supernatural.
You're so ridiculous.
He was on an episode of Supernatural, wasn't he?
And he looked like an idiot in that episode.
Yeah.
But we digress. So that is really what Valentine's Day is supposed to be about. And then it turned into what it is today. Personally, have you ever celebrated Valentine's Day?
Maybe. Okay, celebrate is a strong word. Did I partake in it? Yes. Like a dinner and a movie?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, to go full blown rose petals and candles and key sweat. No, I didn't do that.
But I mean, you celebrate in different ways, right?
Yeah. And I only probably did it like once or twice.
Yeah.
Have we celebrated it?
Not that I feel like recall.
Like our first Valentine's Day, I think we did.
I don't remember. My memory sucks.
But that's how irrelevant it was.
Yeah. Because it's winter and I don't go out.
We probably went to Wild Wings and came back home.
Yeah, that's probably what we did.
Yeah, that sounds like what we did.
But I hate winter. If I haven't said that in all the previous episodes, I hate winter. So
y'all wouldn't even understand.
I don't leave the house unless I have to go to work, go grocery shopping. That's it. But when I was a teenager and I had boyfriends, we used to like at school, you know, when you pay for the rose or the whatever gram, and they would deliver it to your class?
No.
No?
I didn't do that. If that existed, hell no. I ain't spending no money on Valentine's Day if I don't have to.
No, we used to have that.
On
so
a
like
flower that's going to die in an hour.
No, it wasn't a real rose. It was a plastic rose. But they would sell them at school, and then you could get it like...
That's so, McDonald's money. I'm sorry.
So you order it, and you tell them like which person you want it for, and yeah. it... and you would, you know, give it to your Valentine. I remember doing that, and I remember like writing stupid little love letters. And but the first,
I can't write. My writing is chicken scratch.
It is. But the first like real Valentine I ever got was this teddy bear, and
so overrated.
Babe, I still have the teddy bear. You know this.
I know, but I just—it's
missing an eye, but I still have it.
And
its ear is falling off. But it is over 10 years old, at least 20 years old almost. Oh my god. But yeah. So, and then as a young adult-ish, I mean, obviously I'm still a young adult, but younger adult, maybe went on a few dates. The person I was with did not believe in it. So for years, for there was a period of time I did not do it at all. And then, yeah, but typically I don't go out of my way. I've never done any of those fancy things that people do.
Honestly, I look at Valentine's Day as, again, because we're trying to go on this diet and whatever. I look at it as a cheat day. I get to go out and eat whatever the hell I want.
No one said this. This was not a plan that we had.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You're just putting it out there.
Maybe it is still a plan.
You're so, like, terrible right now.
Only y'all can see the smile. Just
putting me on blast on the podcast. But, yeah, so, and I think now with the age of social media and everyone flexing for the gram, like, it's blowing.
Flexing
for the gram. I'm hip with the lingo. I'm hip. Still hip.
Hashtag flexing for the gram.
Like, you know, who was it the other day? I think it was Future.
I don't listen to that guy.
I don't listen to him either, babe. But I just saw one of those things, and he had like flowers all over the place, and you know, on the bed and the candles. And I'm like, in my head, the first thing I think, who's gonna clean that up?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to clean it up.
Who is gonna clean up all those petals? Who's gonna, the vacuum's gonna mash up with all the flowers stuck up in it? Like, it's not, who's going to sweep all that up?
Babe, you already know. I don't even like folding a sheet.
That's so, I'm saying.
So, like, cleaning all that up, it's too much effort.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to the extra.
That'll be there for at least a week.
Yeah, I'm just going to sleep on it.
Yeah, like, I'm.
Petals all over, stuck all over your body every day.
I'm not cleaning that crap up.
Yeah.
That's way too much.
But, I mean, I'm not knocking anybody who likes those things. I know my brother.
Yeah, I was about to say, I didn't want to put him on blast.
Yeah, my brother is like super romantic. Ha ha. Probably less so now, because he's actually married now. So
why would that make him less? I'm just saying, like, why would that be less? This would be their first one together as a married couple.
I feel like when you get married, you get less romantic.
But they're in their first year.
But they've been together for like 4 or 5 years.
I don't know. Like, being married and just being together could be two different things.
I don't know.
I
can't even remember what we did our last 4 Valentine's days. So,
honestly, I don't even remember Valentine's
Day. There you go. I'm saying, you get married, you get complacent. You don't worry about that stuff no more.
I just wait for David to come home with the cards, and I'm like, oh, okay, that thing's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's nice.
That's pretty much how I remember what day it is.
Yeah. There you go. But when you're boyfriend and girlfriend, you make a bigger effort because, you know, you want to keep the person around and you want them to feel like you're interested. But I mean, when, like, you're married,
putting a ring on it does prove your interest.
Like, I'm not going nowhere, so I don't need to do all this extra stuff no more.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
I guess you're right, but again, your brother's a sucker for love, so.
I like how we're just teasing my brother right now. But, not to mention your brother. I don't know if he would.
I don't know if my brother's that kind of guy, honestly.
I don't think he would be.
I mean, he'll treat it the same way we would treat it. Like, go out for dinner and call it a day.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's just me overall. I think Valentine's Day is overrated. I think a lot of things are overrated, honestly. I'm very cynical about life. But I do believe, though, if there are people who still, you know, enjoy that and it's done from a real place of love, by all means. But don't do stuff to post it online and then...
No, that's the problem. It's all dramatized now.
Yeah.
It's just a big shit show. Like, it's... who did the best for their girl.
Yeah.
That's all, or who did the best for their man. Like, yeah. That's all it is now. It's just a bunch of people who just want likes on Facebook. Does anyone use Facebook? Likes on Instagram.
Just stick a pin. A student told me the other day that no one uses Facebook anymore, and I've never felt older in my entire life.
Considering that's the only social network platform I actually use.
Yeah.
And I barely use it.
Yeah. I mean, I use Twitter and Instagram. I try
Twitter. It don't work for me.
I use it for work, to be honest. I used to use it more socially, but I stepped back ever since I had David. I haven't been on Twitter that active.
I feel like anymore. I need to learn to use it for my gaming stuff, but again, like I'm not too keen on it. I like Facebook. It's easy, straight to the point, and doesn't have a whole bunch of blue people's names and texts and hashtags and pictures and crap all over the place.
And you're a grandpa, so that's why you like Facebook, according to my students.
I'm only 30.
Still, they said it's for old people.
What a bunch of haters.
And I felt attacked. What a bunch of haters. But yeah, so people do it for likes. People do it for attention. You have all these, you know, social media couples now who, honestly, I don't even think are in real relationships most of the time. I think they just pretend for the internet.
But how did social media turn into that, though? Like, this is kind of swerving off topic, because mm-hmm. you have IG models and
now you have IG couples
and you know, like, at the time there was like Vine celebrities, mm-hmm. and it just continues. Now it's like TikTok, which you showed me this morning. I think it's the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah,
like, it just keeps going. And when is it too much, you know what I'm
it's
saying?
Already been too much. But again, just with the whole thing about for the desperate need for attention, it kind of relates to Valentine's Day too, because sometimes your relationship, the rest of the year, you know, business about each other. You go about your way, you buy McDonald's last minute for dinner, you're busy, but Valentine's Day, oh my God, Valentine's Day.
You have to make and all this time.
All of a sudden you have time. Why? All of a sudden you're interested and you're buying up chocolate and you're getting fancy dinners.
It kind of correlates to the same thing with Black History Month too. Like, everyone now out of their mother's wearing a dashiki.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't wearing that.
Yeah, they dusted off the closet.
Yeah, like, it's the same.
Black History Month.
It's the same thing. Like, why wait to do all these things now?
Yeah.
Not like it's your birthday.
Even that too is another thing that
birthdays
I think
are overrated.
Is overrated.
You know, I don't even celebrate that.
You crap. Don't. I had to force you to last time.
I stopped celebrating birthdays once I was 18.
We're pretty sad, aren't we? Like, what do we do? I think because we're just so consistent in our relationship. We show each other love all the time.
Yeah, like,
we don't need to do that.
I don't feel like you love me any more on my birthday than you did yesterday. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
So, if you heard a lot of scraping, the computer almost shut off on us.
No, the screen did that go to sleep thing, and I panicked. I thought, because we have a new computer. So the old computer, you had to like watch it because the battery would blow up, and so I'm just getting used to having a good system now.
It just doesn't make any sense to me that, like, you love someone, you show more love for someone for a specific day.
For the internet to see, and then it's back to regular programming the other 364. So
yeah, just keep it, just be consistent. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Consistency. Yeah. And I feel like, again, that's what keeps a healthy relationship. Be consistent.
Yeah. And we talked about this in the What's Love Got to Do with It episode, where you need to know what your partner actually wants. Yeah. So you can't be like, oh, the trend this year is rose petals on the bed, and your partner hates flowers, and your partner doesn't eat chocolate. Like this one over here who doesn't eat chocolate.
I hate chocolate.
Right? I know, I'm sorry, everyone who had to hear those sad words in a sentence. But, you know, like, you have to know what the person actually like. Maybe their love language is, you know, getting a massage, watching a movie.
Getting an Xbox game.
Getting a movie, watching a movie, playing video games together for an hour, you know, like, you can't just be all social media says it, this is what's trending, this is what we're gonna do, and what's the point if it's not authentic, right?
Actually, you know what, I think you bought me For Honor for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think you bought the game for me for Valentine's Day.
Huh. Okay.
And I loved you very much for it because I was broke at the time.
Yeah. That makes sense.
It makes complete sense.
And then we went to Wild Wings.
Yeah, and then we went to Wild Wings.
Which we'll probably do again. I think you
always get me some cheap game at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go eat.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
And then we watch a show that you like.
Yeah.
Because you know I don't like watching shows.
That I like.
Because all your shows end up being good in the beginning and very terrible around the end.
Like Scandal and How to Get Away with murder.
We didn't even try to
finish that. No, we gave up on that. We gave up on that.
She needs to keep the snot in her face. Annalise and her crying is gross. I can't do it. Can't do it.
Well, the show's ending now, so whatever.
And Peaky Blinders, I actually was liking it. I kind of want to keep going, but
Peaky Blinders season one ending pissed me off royally. That's why we stopped watching it. So
yeah, well, yeah. I stopped because you stopped. Because yeah. I'd keep going, but I don't want to start it again. And we then might. Just like,
you know what? Let's do that. Let's do that for Valentine's night. Let's watch the next season.
Oh, look at that! We're making plans on the podcast.
Yes. And with that, we're going to say goodbye. So thank you for listening to our episode. And let us know what you think about Valentine's Day. Do you think it's overrated? Do you celebrate it or not? What do you do? Why do you do it? How do you do it?
90% of these people, that whoever watch it, they're going to be like, well, I like posting my stuff on Instagram, so peep you.
I'm just saying, if that's your thing. But just think about the realness of it, you know? That's what matters at the end of the day. And worst, when you do break up, you gotta go back through your Instagram and delete all of those. Nah, it hurts more when you just day kept it to yourself.
But no, like, the moral of the story, consistency, man.
Yes.
Like, why are you gonna wait for a month to be all in love and then you don't care anymore because you want to watch the game? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, keep it real.
Just be consistent.
Just keep it real. And with that,
bada bing bada boom, Walford's
out the room.
Peace.